praise the Lord. And the Lord bless each one that's come tonight. Let's sing this, praise God.
Jesus came along and he blessed me.
Tonight, just to encourage you, I am the good shepherd, praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's read from verse 11 of chapter 10 of John. I am the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring with me, and they shall hear my voice. And there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. And I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment I have received of my Father. Let's bow our heads tonight for a word of prayer. If you have a need tonight in this service, raise your hand to the Lord. And I'm really feeling tonight, I might pray for some people. I'm just going to bring a short word. I want you to know the Lord's with you.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we just thank and praise you tonight for the Word of God. We thank you for this open book. We thank you that we can come boldly into your presence by a new and living way. Father, we would ask this evening that you'd speak to our hearts from your word tonight. We pray for the moving of the Holy Spirit, even as our brothers prayed. We say amen. And Father, we ask this evening, you'll strengthen your people in the name of Jesus Christ. Bind every work of the devil and spoil his goods over every life and home in Jesus' name. Lord, you see the hands raised again tonight. Father, you know the needs. Lord, we bring them before you this evening. You said, for we may find help in the time of need. We ask you, Lord Jesus, you'll intervene and undertake tonight. Lord, I take the promised Holy Ghost to help me. Lord, I need you, but I thank you that you're near. And I thank you for your presence, and I thank you for your word. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. I want to emphasize tonight the Good Shepherd. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Good Shepherd, or the perfect shepherd. The Bible says here in verse 11, he giveth his life for the sheep. I tell you, 2,000 years ago on the cross, Jesus Christ gave his life for his sheep. The enemy goes about like a roaring lion whom he may devour. We've read here about the hireling. The hireling doesn't care for the sheep, but this shepherd cares for the sheep. You know, once I heard a great man of God explain about the door into Jerusalem, and you know, you read your Bible, that it's hard for a rich man to enter the gates of Jerusalem as it is for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. And he said that that gate, that eye of the needle, is where the gate is left just wide enough that a man can slip through, but a camel can't. And then he said a real true shepherd lays in the gate. And he lays in the gate because whatever would have to come into them sheep would have to pass the shepherd to reach the sheep. And here the Lord Jesus says he is the good shepherd. And he loves us tonight. And he cares for us tonight. And he's given us life for the sheep. Now the Lord saved us. The Lord's given us life for us. But he'd keep us on the road we're on. He'd keep us in the way. Many times, many of us would have thought we couldn't go any longer. Have you ever felt like that? I have. But the Lord kept me. And the Lord preserved me. Didn't the psalmist David say that? He said, I was almost overtaken, and I would have fallen but for the Lord. But he said, the Lord helped me. The Lord sustained me. And he said, I will look onto the hill from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. The Lord, the good shepherd, is our help tonight. This is the outstanding characteristic of this good shepherd. He is not only ready to sacrifice his life in the defense of his sheep, but has commanded from a commandment from the Father in verse 18 to lay down his life for the sheep. Jesus not only was to protect the sheep, but Jesus Christ received the commandment from the Father to lay his life down for the sheep. He gave himself for you and me. He actually died for me and you. We don't have to die in the sense of going to the cross because the Lord done it. I'm glad for that tonight. We would fail, every one of us. And you know, our brother Beecham preached a great sermon over in America. And he preached about the two Gethsemanes. He preached about the Gethsemane of the disciples and the Gethsemane of Jesus. And them disciples failed, but Christ didn't. But they had to fail. And he couldn't fail. Do you know why? Because every man would fail. But this good shepherd can't fail. And he never failed. And we're looking to him tonight. We're not looking to any good man. We're looking to the Lord of all glory. The good shepherd. That the sheep might have life through him in abundance. In verse 10 it says. Now I want us to see here in this passage, if you keep your Bible in that, or a brother put it up, and if you go to Hebrews 13 and 20, and in Hebrews 13 and verse 20, here's what it says. Now the God of grace, or the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of an everlasting covenant, our brother even prayed it. He offered himself up once through the eternal spirit. This is the blood of the everlasting covenant. It never needs to be done again. Isn't that wonderful? This is what the good shepherd done for us. Praise God. Now there's only one door into the sheepfold. And 1 Peter 2 and verse 25 tells us that. 1 Peter 2 verse 25 says, for ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. All of us went astray. Now there's a great mystery tonight, and it's really a mystery, but it's true.
And that is that God knew you and God knew me before we were saved. And he knew we were going to be saved. God knew that. Now the preacher didn't know it, or the pastor didn't know it, or you and me don't know it about others, but God does. God said in his word, all the Father has given to me will come to me, and none have I lost that thou hast given me, O Father. All that's going to be saved will be saved. None of them will be lost.
Now that's a great truth. Now we must preach it to all, but God knows who's going to come. That doesn't give us an excuse that we don't bother.
Right.
We should go to harder to get the ones.
Yeah,
that's how I would look at it.
Yeah.
But God's going to bring them. Thank God for the good shepherd. You see this? Here it says a sheep hear his voice.
The good shepherd has a voice and his sheep will hear his voice. There was a day when you heard the word of God preached. There was a day when God moved in you and God moved in me and you heard the voice of God. You recognized it to be God. You could testify here tonight. If I said to you to come up, you could tell me, you could tell us, the audience here tonight, there was a day when God spoke to you.
You heard the shepherd's voice. Now that's a tie post in its own self. I want you to get that.
The fact that you know you heard the shepherd's voice, the fact that you could go back and you realize it and you know that, is a fact of a timepost, because every time the enemy comes to distract you or tell you you're not saved or you're not good enough, you can go back to that spot.
And you could say, I heard his voice. You heard the shepherd's voice. And he called you. And he called you to good things. Every soul that will follow Christ must individually hear his voice. No man can come unto me except my Father draweth him. No man can know me save to him whom the Son will reveal him. It is God that draws men. I can't draw men. I would fail. I wish to could.
If I could, I'd do it. I can guarantee you that. I would do it. If I could take somebody to heaven on my back, I'd do it.
But I can't. But I can point you to one that can. He's a good shepherd.
And you see, it's not getting to the preacher that we need. It's getting to Christ we need.
It's the Lord we need to get to. This good shepherd.
That voice may be heard through his word, his preachers or songs, but you will recognize the call of the shepherd's voice to the new life. When the shepherd calls you, he calls you out of the chaos, out of the sin, from the dunghill, onto the King's highway. Many of us were on dunghill. You see, maybe some never went as deep in sin as others, but it makes no difference. The Word of God says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But God has laid on him, Christ Jesus, the iniquity of us all. Thank God for the good shepherd tonight. His first voice was to the Jewish flock, but he said, I have other sheep that must hear my voice. We read that tonight. Multitudes of sheep, they belong to every tongue and people and nation. Christ has paid the price to bring all the sheep in. 1 John 2 verse 2. As he is the propitiation for our sin. Here's a phrase that you'll pray many a time. How many turn and pray it? He's our propitiation. That's a tremendous word. You can preach a whole sermon. He's our propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the world.
That's the truth. That's it.
Now, that's why I don't believe in a limited atonement. People talk about a limited atonement. I remember going to see a man, he was dying in the hospital.
And I never got the prayer preached to him. He started to preach to me. And he gave me a whole preaching about a limited atonement.
And the atonement was limited. Well, that didn't sit well with me. For I believe the blood of Jesus Christ can save 1,000 worlds.
I believe it's that powerful. And limited, I want to tell you tonight, the Bible says that it's not God's will that any should perish,
but that all should be saved.
That's the word of God.
Now, I've told you already, God knows who's going to come, but you better leave that to God.
Yes.
Because me and you would make a horrible mistake. You could go past a drunkard in the street, and that man could be a seed of God. A prostitute in the corner, she could be a seed of God. You've often heard the story told, I'm sure I've told it before, and maybe others, where Ian Paisley preached many years ago, when God was really moving in this country. And there's two women slipped behind, and they came into the back of the church, and they were both weeping, and they said, Dr. Paisley, is there any hope for two women like us? Two prostitutes. And he said, there is. There's hope. And he led them both to the Savior. You think of the woman at the well. Many a one would have passed her. Many a one would have said there's no hope for her. When Jesus talked to her, he said, you've had five husbands, and the one you're now living with, not your husband, that was six. An ill-famed woman. But the Lord said, I can give you water, and if you drink of it, you'll never thirst again. Living water. That's the good shepherd. I tell you, Christ died for sinners. He came for the unrighteous. He's the great physician. I thank God he died for sinners. And I thank God we have a message for the sinner. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. To him shall the gathering of the people be. Now I want you to see also in John 10:14 that he knows a sheep. He knows a sheep. We're not working with someone that doesn't know a sheep. He knows his own sheep. The Lord knows you tonight. The Lord knows everything you're going through tonight. The Word of God said that he is touched by the feeling of our infirmities. The Lord knows what you've prayed about. The Lord knows what you've need of tonight. And the Lord sees everything. Sees the hearts that's deadly sincere. He sees everything. The Lord will answer you. Do you know why I know? Because I read and I've studied Abraham. And Abraham had a need. And he prayed to God. And God answered Abraham according to that need. I want to tell you in this meeting tonight that God will meet you at the very point of your need. I believe it with all my heart. God done it with Abraham. And he says, we're the royal seed of Abraham by faith. That's what Paul says. Abraham prayed to God and God met him and answered him according to his need. And God done more than that. When God met Abraham, he said, Abraham, I am thy exceeding shield. That's a protector. What else did he say? And thy great reward. And doesn't the Bible say in Hebrews, he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him? When you diligently seek the Lord, when you set your face to seek God, God will be found of you. Yeah. The Lord will meet with you. For he's a great shepherd. God doesn't judge from the outside. He judges the heart. He discerns the spirits of men, whether they're carnal or not. God discerns. Christ-like. All the sheep have a love like the shepherd. 1 Corinthians 8:3 says this. But if any man love God, the same is known of him. If any man love God, the same is known of him. If the love of God is in you, you love others. You won't have an attitude of they're lost and so be it. That's a sad attitude. The Lord doesn't have that attitude. The Lord said to Cain, right in Genesis, he said, Cain, there's a way for you if you're willing. But he wasn't. Do you know that? There was two thieves on the cross. There was a way for both of them, but they weren't both willing. They gnashed upon him with their teeth, the word of God says. They cursed him. That's what it means. But during them hours on the cross, one of them was struck by the light of God. And one of them turned to the Savior and said, Lord, remember me.
And he said, this day thou shalt be with me.
There's mercy with the Lord.
Matthew 24:24 tells us, many false, but the shepherd knows the truth.
There's many a false,
but the shepherd knows the truth.
And I tell you, if you're a real sheep of God, and you really steady yourself, and you hear it, you'll spot it.
You'll know it.
Matthew 24, for there shall arise false Christs, that means anointed ones, and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch as it were possible that shall deceive the very elect.
I saw this firsthand. I saw it firsthand.
I saw a man that could produce miracles like you never seen.
But yet he was false.
How were the miracles produced? We know God does them. Now there's lying signs and wonders. We know that, for the Bible says it.
But that man was false.
And you know the thing about it? I want to remind you of this. Maybe you can't remember this, or maybe you don't remember it. But before I went on that trip, the Spirit of God spoke in our meetings. And the Spirit of God said, there'll be one posing as a minister. Beware of him.
And there was two men I met on that trip, and the first one I thought it was him, because he was a Rastafarian. He was 7 foot tall there. And he came to me after I preached on the blood in Brother Chess's church, and he came to me outside. And I thought, this is him, but it wasn't. See, you could look what you think with the eye, mightn't be it. He was genuine, though he was like a Rastafarian, but he was still genuine. And the word he gave me was a good word. But the other man was false.
Oh, he knew all the quotations. He was accepted everywhere. But I remember when I got in the car with him and another man, and they began to boast about the ministries they had, I knew there was something wrong.
You never can boast about what you have, for you have nothing. You're nothing but dust. All of us. Clay. And if it wasn't for God, we couldn't reach that door.
Every one of us can fall.
We need the Savior. And I could see they were lifting themselves up. And I want to tell you, God visited me that night and spoke to me about the both of them.
Now, one of them still genuine, but he backslid. But the other one was false the whole time.
And they'd done all the signs and all the wonders, but false.
You said, how? Jesus told you how.
To save the very elect if it were possible.
When they were challenged on the word of God, they were badly upset.
Just to say the least. One of them almost attacked me when I gave him the word test. And it was only simple words. And then he claimed he put a curse on me on top of that.
Oh, it's true what I'm telling you. And I'm going to tell you something many of you don't know. There's a man here in Ireland, while I was there, gave me the word of the Lord from here.
And it come to pass.
And I fell very ill over there. And I had to travel many miles, and something happened, and this boy more or less put it down to what he done. But God overruled him. And the Lord healed me and delivered me. And he's false, that man. I tell you, God's real.
William Branham said, if you know that God sends you, he'll not fail you.
But if you go by yourself, you're in trouble.
You have to know God sends you.
Now, you know what Jesus said? Jesus says, as the Father sent me, so send I you. Isn't that wonderful?
When the Lord sends you, I'll tell you, he'll take care of you.
I was reading just this evening, I don't know if it was in here at home, I don't even know, but I was reading it anyhow, Wigglesworth said, many times people come to him and they say, Brother Wigglesworth, I can see a halo of light over you. He says it happens many times. He says, God never lets me see it himself. But he says, one thing he lets me see. Now think of this, this is tremendous. Now you know the ministry of healing. He says, when I go to pray for people, I see another pair of hands going on them in front of mine. And he says, I have absolute confidence that it's done. And he says, I don't care. He says, there can be things happen in meetings and people get all worked up about it. And he says, it never bothers me because I know where I am and what's happening. And I just stick with what I know and I'm positive. I thought that was something he knew. I'll tell you, when God speaks to you, you'll know. When God speaks to you, you won't need to ask anybody, was that the Lord? You'll know of a surety it was God. You'll know it on your desk. There's people in this meeting tonight, maybe older than myself, some of these brothers and sisters, and I'll guarantee if you ask them, they'll go back to times in their life when they know God spoke to them. And it's nothing can change it. It's real, isn't it? Oh, you know, that reminds me of a song, and her sister sang it. I found her the song, then she sang it. Brother Howard's sister sang it, but it come from Jack Coe. It is written and it's real, that my Jesus heals. It's been tested and it's been tried, and I'm fully satisfied, for it's written and it's real. You want to hear her singing it. You know, Howard's sister, Brother John. Yep. That. The big woman.
She was her
cousin.
Polly.
She sang it. Now she's a big voice. She can sing. How many remembers when Sister Noble came here to Ireland at the start and sang? She was anointed to sing and also anointed to give messages in tongues and then the Holy Ghost come and interpret it. It's gifted people. Yes. Thank God for the gifts. But here this great shepherd, his sheep know him. And I'll tell you, the sheep will know the false. People get so worried. How will they know the false? How will they know? Is it? How will they know? I'll tell you how you'll know. See, if you ever go anywhere and get a fake football top, who's ever heard of them? You get them for £5. But you not get the genuine for £5, for there's a difference in them. Now that's only one example. Maybe it's not a good one. But you get the real £20 note. And you hold it beside the fake £20 note. Now it'll look the same. But when you're running under the light and they've a pencil now that they run on it, and it'll fail the test, the fake one won't pass. And I tell you, when you run it through the Word of God, the filter, the thinking man's filter, the holy man's taste. The Word. The test is the Word of God. Are they speaking according to the law of the prophets? When they give prophecies, do they come to pass or do they fail? The Bible says, if they speak in the name of the Lord and it doesn't come to pass, there's no light in them. That's God's Word. And I'm sorry that man failed. His prophecies never came to pass. Now I'm going to tell you something. This was a man that travelled. Now it's not Dixon. I'm not talking about Brother Dixon. Brother Dixon's still going. He's got right with God and he's still going. God's restored him. And he's going strong. Thank God for it. But the Lord warns us. False prophets shall arise. False teachers. False Christ. They'll arise. Wait a minute, the end time. Did you hear the statement Benny Hinn made recently? Did any of you hear it? None of you heard it. Well, Benny Hinn on Open Live Television stood up before the world. And he said, appealing for money has to stop now. He said, the Holy Spirit dealt with him all about it. And he said, they're wrong. Now, he took the time on it. He took his time after he's got all his yachts and whatever he has. I suppose he's all right. But he said that. He did say it. He did say it.
from the horse's mouth. But sure, you knew it was wrong all along. Do you know why? Because the apostles didn't do that. The apostles never went in nowhere and said, give, sow your seed of $100 or whatever. You never hear Paul preaching like that. No, do you hear Paul preaching? Shipwrecked. Often in the deep, hungry, without food. That's the way you hear Paul talking. Tent maker, worthless hands. That's Paul. What about Jesus? He says, the foxes have holes, the birds of their nest, the Son of Man's nowhere to lay his head. What did Jesus tell them? Take neither scrip nor coat with you. For I'll give you the hour what you'll say. That's the words of Jesus. We are living in the last days. There's a young fellow, some of us know. He was in the service a few weeks ago. He's a good young fellow now. He's a wee preacher. Well, he's a brave lump of a lad. He was there last night. But he was telling me he lost his job. Because somebody had a child there with long hair. And he addressed the child as a young girl. And they lit on him. And he said, I'm sorry, I didn't know it was a boy. And they lit on him again. And they said, we're letting it decide what it is. They didn't know it was a boy or a girl. And he said, they tell him, you're going to have to go. They give him a written warning. He told me this on Saturday. They give him a written warning. And then there's something else happened. He worked Sunday. He told him he wouldn't work Sundays. And then they said, you work on Sunday. And he said, I'm not. He says, I told you I will not work Sundays. Thank God for a young man.
Yes,
taking it. God bless him.
Yes,
I'll tell you what, I'm prophesying tonight he's getting a real good job. I'm speaking it in the name of the Lord. Yes. Nothing else can happen but God will bless him. He took a stand for God. Sacked him. Know what he told him? He says, see us, let me go. He says, you may receive this, and he gave everyone on the gospel track and invited them to a mission. That's backbone. I appreciate that. I really appreciate that. I worked for a firm, and they said to me on a Wednesday night, you're working late tonight, and I said, no, I'm not. And they said, oh, you're working late tonight. I said, I'm not. I said, you fellas that drink all Sunday, and they sleep it off all Monday, and you don't sack them, but you're wanting me to work late. Because I won't do it, you're going to sack me. I said, go and get my P45 and I'll be working it. And when the payoffs came, I was paid off. Now I'm telling you the truth. I was working for about £160 a week. I came home on a Friday, I was paid off. I took my stand for God. At 5:30, the door rapped. And the fella says, Tommy, you working? I said, no, it's paid out today. He says, you're starting on Monday. Twice the wage. There's men in this meeting can show you checks I showed them years ago. For £600 and £700 every single week I made for a long time. How about, is that the truth? I can show you it in the book. God blessed me. But I took a stand for God. God will bless that young man. People today have no backbone for God. And the world will run over you with hognail boots. We need to take a stand for God. I really appreciate that young man mightn't see everything we see. That doesn't bother me at all. God will still bless him. And let me tell you, God can show him more than he knows now. He's got the right start and he's saved. And he's on the right track. I pray for him. That the Lord will use that young man. And God will give him a good job. Do you imagine telling your children you don't know what they are? What a blasphemy. The parents like that need jailed. They're guilty of jail. You hear William Branham preaching and he talks about how some of them went out. He says your old mothers would have took a hickory stick and cut stripes out of you if you'd have done that. Now, it's not popular today, but nevertheless worked then. We didn't have juvenile delinquency like we have today when the stick was available.
And you think today, people, binary, they call it binary, they don't know what they are. I want to tell you that this Bible is the authority of God. Said in the beginning, he made them male and female. Amen. That's God's word. Yes.
Amen. And that's the day we're living. Aren't you glad tonight for the good shepherd?
Now I believe God can deliver a homosexual. I believe that. I don't care how deep they are, God can deliver them. You know where William Branham was preaching, and it's on the tape, and he said, "Soldier, the devil's lying to you." He screamed it out in the meeting. And this man followed him, and they were having their tea, and he told him. And he said, "Brother Biscoll, do you know this young man?" He said, "No." And he said, "What I'm going to tell you, I wouldn't tell you if you knew him." And he told Brother Biscoll everything about it. I'm not going to go into the details. But him and that young man walked to it, side of that building. And that man threw his arms up and he says, "I'm free! I'm free!"
Because the secrets of his heart were discerned. And the devil was exposed and God delivered him. That's the power of the Holy Ghost.
God again showed it. God again has let us see it. So that we would raise up in faith and believe God that he's still the same. He's still the great shepherd. Thank God tonight he's able. Don't you think because somebody's in that condition they can't be saved? God can still save them. God can deliver them. I believe, you know, that testimony is there to let us see it and see it so that we know that. But God can do it.
Yes.
Tell your children's children the great things the Lord's done.
Our God's able. The sheep know the shepherd because he was manifest himself to them. This is the same knowing between the Father and the Son.
Manifest in 1 John 5 verse 20, brother. And we know the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. We know him, and you know him. 2 Timothy 1 verse 12 tells us, "And I thank God, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who have enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry." God does it. Nobody puts you into the ministry, only God. You know the good thing about that? Nobody can tick you out either. Isn't that great? There's so much today about groups. If you don't see everything the way we see it, you'll not go. There's no Bible for any of that. If you have got what God requires, you're going. Do you believe that tonight? God requires for the rapture that you believe filled with the Holy Ghost. That's Ephesians, whereby you're sealed unto the day of redemption. That's the word of God. I believe God's word tonight. His sheep are owned by him. The Lord owns us tonight. We're not our own. John 10:12 tells us that. He's laid down his life for the sheep as an evidence that they are his own. The flock of God has been purchased by the blood of Jesus. The Bible says we're not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ as of a lamb without spot or blemish. The Lord owns you tonight. You're the Lord's. Do you realize when you think of that, you're important to God? You're important to God. Everyone is. The Lord owns you tonight. And he's your father. Now, if we believe and know how to give good gifts on our children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask him? God will take care of us. He will give us the Holy Spirit if we ask for it. Because he says he will. And just as a brother John prayed for brother Simon this morning, when you get saved, you accept Christ as your Savior, you believe Christ as your Savior, and you're saved, and you receive the Holy Spirit to say and believe it. Accept it and believe it. Accept you have it, believe you have it.
And I'll tell you, keep on like that and God will give you a mighty manifestation. I believe with all my heart. A mighty manifestation. But you accept it by faith and believe it. Do you believe that tonight? Isn't it the truth? You're healed the same way. You're not healed because you feel healed or any of them things. You're healed because the Word of God says it. You accept it by faith and you confess, I'm healed. By stripes I'm healed. And then God gives a manifestation. We saw our sister last night. Her brother Gary knows her better than myself, but it was tremendous, you know. In a home, couldn't even lift her arms up. Told her she'd never leave the home. There she was in the service last night. No longer an electric wheelchair, drove a car the other day for the first time. Now she's not fully walking, but she can stand on her feet. But it's a big change from where she was. That's the power of God. These signs shall follow them that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. She's definitely recovering. There's the word of God. God's real. We're going to have to get her to come tonight and give her testimony. Maybe after Brother Brian goes, we'll get her on Sunday evening to come and give her testimony. Boy, she's wonderful. Couldn't move. Couldn't do a thing, lift it in and out. Now she's moving. Ain't that something?
Yes.
Got baptized and all. Acts 20:28 says, Jesus speaking, Acts 20:28. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost have made the overseers to feed the church of God which he has purchased with his own blood. The Lord paid for you. You're the Lord's. You belong to the Lord, brother. You belong to the Lord, sister. You're the Lord's. The Lord paid for you. He gave the most important thing. God gave all he had. You think Abraham, that's a picture of it all, you know. Abraham couldn't have children. Abraham had no children. Abraham goes into a debate with God and he says, shall this Eliezer, will he be the heir? God says no. And that was Abraham pleading with God. And that's your first place for you'll see God answering the need. And God says to Abraham, Sarah will bear your children. And then Paul said it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. But God supernaturally visited them. And the prophet of God preached a whole sermon about it. And he calls it the transforming power of God. And he said, the devil's a deformer, but God's a transformer.
Amen.
And God transformed them. And he made Sarah like a young woman. And Isaac was born. Praise God, Isaac. That's a great name, you know. Think of it. Think of your own son tonight. If God said to you, take that lad up that mountain and slay him. You couldn't do it. Wouldn't it be difficult? But that's why the Bible says Abraham prophesied. Said he received them as one from the dead. But no trouble for God to do it again. That's what he was saying. I received them as one from the dead. And in the very fact that Abraham offered of Isaac, we see God, for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And Isaac was led on the altar. He said, Lord, where's the sacrifice? And God opened Abraham's eyes. And he saw a ram in the thicket. There's the Lord for you. The Lord shall provide. And the angel stayed his hand. He had not put his hand to slay him. Abraham was obedient to God. And God gave up his own son.
back on them. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? That's what Jesus prayed on the cross.
I heard a man preach about it. And he said the sun and the moon stopped shining. There was 3 hours of darkness. Oh, I tell you, that's when he took your place.
All the hell, all the pains, all the agonies, Jesus bore it all at Calvary.
In those 3 hours of darkness. But I want to tell you tonight, on the third day, God raised him from the dead.
Because Jesus was raised, every true believer that dies in Christ shall be raised.
Going to be a resurrection. Our loved ones are in the presence of the Lord. Isn't that wonderful?
Absent from the body, present with the Lord, but Jesus Christ coming again.
This good shepherd's coming again. 1 Thessalonians 4:16.
For the Lord shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God shall sound,
and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Oh, it blessed me the other week when our brother John mentioned about his testimony where they were taken.
And then when I read about Enoch, oh, you don't know how much that blessed me.
God took him. Doesn't it make sense? Sure, if we could go, we'd go tonight. We can't. But he's coming for us. And we're going to partake him. We're going to disappear.
We'll be no more. Not a hide nor hair of us left. Come out, come in, come up.
This good shepherd's coming again. I want you to be encouraged tonight. For the Lord's with you. Let's stand our feet. Heavenly Father, we just thank and praise you tonight for your precious word. Lord, how your word sustains us and comforts us. And how we need your presence of your Holy Spirit. Pray for those tonight, Lord. Need your comfort. Oh, Lord, grant thy great comfort, I pray. May the loving arms of Jesus be about your people tonight in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, touch hearts in this room. Meet needs, I pray, the unspoken requests. The sister that's prayed in secret, Lord. Reward her openly. Oh God, for the young man that took a stand for you. Lord, bless him. Oh God, bless him good. Press down. And running over the top. Father, let the hand of the Lord be upon him. Prepare a way before him. Give him from the bounties of heaven. Press down and running over the top. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Father, this evening, you know every heart in this room tonight. You know the loved ones we're thinking about. Lord, we lift them before you. We pray you'll save them. We pray and deliver them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. May the Holy Spirit go to work on that man. May the Holy Spirit go to work on that woman. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over them tonight. Lord, we ask for mercy. In wrath, remember mercy. Save souls, we pray. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, I pray the Holy Spirit will work on in this service tonight. With the voice of the preacher silent, Lord, we're but dust.
Lord, we can't even create an anxious thought. But your word says you're mindful of us. You know our frame. You know all about us, Lord. Your words are discerning of the very thoughts and intents of the heart. Lord, I pray you'll come in such a way this evening that your people will know that you're near them tonight. Father, touch hearts in this room this evening. Lord, there's nothing can heal an aching heart like Jesus. We just look to you tonight, Lord Jesus, that you will have your way. Want us to keep with this attitude, and I want a brother or sister to come, the musicians. Just softly play someone whenever they feel led tonight. And I know I'm emotional, you'll have to forgive me. Any in this room tonight, and you want hands laid on, you want prayer for anything at all, I want you to come forward. I'm going to pray for you tonight. Praise God. If there's anyone tonight I want to give opportunity, whatever your need is this evening, if you feel you want prayer, I want you to come forward tonight and I'm going to pray for you. Praise God. If there's not tonight, just believe God for yours. We're going to enter into, we have time, and let's just sing a few songs that our brother feels led. And just want you to really enter in and touch God this evening as we worship the Lord in this house. God bless every one of you.